So the sky was bright and blue. There was barely a cloud in the sky, what you'd probably call a perfect day. It was beautiful. The second day of the work week was just beginning. Then at 8:46 a.m., a shockwave ripped through the early morning air. Just 17 minutes later, another happened. And then another about a half hour after that. And then another a half hour later. It was shockwaves produced by the sounds of airliners striking buildings and striking the ground. Those shockwaves spread across the nation like tsunamis. And before noon, 2,977 lives were extinguished by the terrorist attack on 9/11/2001. America was changed. America was changed in despair, clouded out hope. Tomorrow, on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11, the names of victims will be read in memorial of that terrifying, startling, and humbling event for our country. It's now another day, a very different day. This one is dark and dreary, but there's a shockwave that pierces the gloom. Shortly after, another shockwave, and then another shortly after that. It's the sound of iron striking iron, the sound of hammer on a nail. And then by mid-afternoon, a single life is extinguished. The shockwave from this event, however, will travel not just across the nation, it will travel around the world. And it will reverberate through all time. Then just 3 days later, another shockwave, just as powerful as the last one, will sound from a graveyard and will vibrate even the foundations of Hades. And the world is changed. And hope replaces despair. Today, and every first day of the week, only one name needs to be read in memorial of that comforting and reassuring and saving event for our fallen souls. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Father, we do come today to thank you for that name, for the name of Jesus, and for that cross as we say. Father, where our ransom was paid, our debt canceled. So, Father, as we realize the importance of this event, an event of salvation at the cost of one, we want to remember what he went through. Father, the pain and the anguish from the nails and the beating, the crucifixion, the cross itself. We ask, Father, your blessing upon these emblems as we partake of the bread that represents his body and the blood that is symbolic of, or the cup that is symbolic of his blood. Father, may we remember, may we examine, and Father, may we live for him. For it's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen.